The Western Michigan University Theater's production of Into the Woods plays in the York Courtyard Theater through October 10th. WMUK's Gordon Bolar has this review.
A few decades ago, when I learned of a new musical based on the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm, a question entered my mind. Can you take storybook characters supposedly meant for children and hold the attention of an adult audience for an entire evening in the theater? I would submit the University Theater's current offering of Into the Woods as a resounding answer in the affirmative. I would also cite this production as an example of a musical which succeeds on every level, including acting, song, musical support, design, direction, and choreography. Stephen Sondheim's music and lyrics and James Lapine's book artfully combine characters taken from the stories of Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Rapunzel, and Cinderella. A childless couple, a baker and his wife, tie all of these stories together in their attempt to fulfill the ultimatum issued by the witch, avoid her curse, and secure the happiness they believe a newborn will bring to their home. A central challenge for any production of Into the Woods is making familiar storybook characters human and fully dimensional, rather than relying on stereotypical cartoon portraits that render all maidens perfectly beautiful, all witches horribly wicked, and all princes charming and as rigid as the plastic royal mask seen in a Burger King commercial. The University Theater's Tight Ensemble shines in meeting this challenge. After a rousing prologue introducing the characters, Mason Grattan and Allie Taylor, as the baker and his barren wife, bring humanity and color to the stage as they set out on their quirky quest to secure items the witch has requested: a cape, a slipper, a cow, and a lock of golden hair. On their journey through the forest, the childless couple experiences believable hopes, frustrations, setbacks, and triumphs as they encounter familiar fairy tale characters, including Cinderella, Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, and Jack with his milk cow. In each encounter, Grattan and Taylor act as a humanizing element for the characters they meet through clever provocation, humorous negotiation, and intimate conversations through both dialogue and song in numbers like The Cow as White as Milk and Maybe Their Magic. As the pair nears their goal of requisite items, the winsome lyrics of It Takes Two encapsulate their mission and relationship. We need four, we have three, it takes two. An engaging duet by Jack Doherty and Adam Nioff as Cinderella's and Rapunzel's respective princes sets the stage for love and loss around the castle with their lover's lament, agony. Act two begins with another kind of lament as So Happy, delivered by the company and narrator Isaiah Lee, introduces an important theme in the second act. Living happily ever after can be a drag when the object of your desire turns out to be something not so desirable at all. Just ask Jack as he hides from the giant after stealing the golden harp at the top of the beanstalk. An exceptional performance by Megan Ludwig as Cinderella underscores the elusive nature of happiness. Ludwig successfully navigates her character's transitions, including the rise to royalty from a domestic, as well as her climb back down to reality after being two-timed by her prince. Standout numbers for Ludwig along the way include Cinderella at the Grave and A Very Nice Prince. Ludwig concludes the show with her character's feet planted firmly on the ground in the hauntingly beautiful No One Is Alone, performed with Grattan, Lulu Bushman as a spirited Red Riding Hood, and Teddy Huff as the sometimes foolish but courageous Jack. A commanding performance by Grace Carroll as the witch reveals a different kind of transition. After drinking the milk from Jack's cow, she changes from a shriveled, screeching hag to a younger, and vibrant woman. Powerful songs like Our Little World and Lament reveal a sympathetic side to her character as she realizes that spells are no longer enough to hold a grown daughter anymore. Finally, it is the realization of fully dimensional characters, portrayed with foibles, flaws, and the positive capabilities to overcome loss, that make this production of Into the Woods an entertaining and appealing experience throughout the 2.5-hour performance. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.